News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob's over on the other side of the glass, fabulously producing, so we're always grateful for that. Back in the studio, in person, I was just going to say on the news line with us now, but Heather Snyder's back. Probably haven't seen you about 2 years or so.
It's been about 3 years.
Three, is that what it was? Holy smokes. Well, you're looking fabulous. The only woman I know with a diamond smartwatch, so we're glad to see that on board. So, yeah, thanks for coming in. Heather Snyder's Health Systems Training Specialist now at Transitions of Pennsylvania. Make sure that really all the regionally medically oriented EMS hospitals and everybody else are 100% in tune with Transitions.
Exactly.
So that's big job. So thank you for doing all that. And Nicole Yeager joins us, an education specialist. That's sort of the catch-all for everything we do at Transitions of Pennsylvania. So welcome aboard and thanks for coming in.
Yes, thank you.
I really appreciate it. Got a couple things going on. The Evangelical Community Hospital Mobile Medical Unit is coming out, making the rounds. There is a healthy relationship and teen dating violence event coming up. And that makes sense because this is Teen Dating Violence Month. So we'll talk a little bit about that observance, just the idea that this has got to be brought up and talked about. And Heather, this idea of teen dating violence.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is a real thing, and we've been doing school programs for many, many years. And because individuals that seek out our services are leaving abusive relationships, many children witness those that violence within the family. And unfortunately, these kids only have unhealthy relationships to set in front of them to set their goals. And dating builds relationship skills, and what we try to do with the programs that we present are provide guidance, safety, rules, boundaries, things like that, telling the kids that they need to share their expectations of dating and just being able to help them and guide them through making healthy choices in their relationships.
And kids can change. They can do a pivot in the what could be a generational cycle of, maybe not a lot of knowledge or information or just being, aware of this. Kids can make a change and make their the first generation sort of doing things in a better way.
Absolutely. And Nicole can talk about this a little bit, too, that, kids, when you start talking to them about healthy relationships versus unhealthy relationships, and you can actually see the light bulb go on, and they're like, oh, I didn't realize this was this or that was that. And, when you talk about respect and consent.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole?
Absolutely. Some of these kids, when you ask them, what does a healthy relationship look like, a lot of them just kind of stare at you. They don't know what a healthy relationship looks like. They don't know the difference. So we teach them what to expect someone respecting your boundaries, someone respecting your personal space and respecting your time. And it really makes a difference for these kids to understand as they get older, whether it's dating relationships or even friendships, what to expect from these relationships.
Right, and where are the boundaries, and where can you say yes, and where can you say no, and what are the opportunities, and really, what are the opportunities? That's it. I mean, you can really have flourishing, wonderful relationships, particularly if they step off on the right foot. Well, let's talk about events and activities that are coming up. There is an event coming up at the Union County Public Library, so walk us through that.
Yes, that is our Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month event. We are showing our program called Had Enough, that is Hurtful Adolescent Dating, and this is a youth violence prevention event. We will be presenting this program, this video that we show to schools that is called Had Enough, and we will be talking about the history of the video, the making of the video. The video is now 6 years old. It was created 6 years ago for high school students to talk about teen dating violence, and we will be presenting the video and talking about it, as well as presenting the winners of our poster contest for this month, which is for students in grades 3 through 8 in Snyder, Northumberland, and Union counties. They are to create posters about healthy relationships, about what healthy relationships look like. And we have a few different prizes available to the chosen winners. We have $25, $50, and $100 Amazon gift cards to award the winners of this contest. And we will be presenting those prizes at our Had Enough event at the Union County Library.
So Had Enough comes with this video. Dig into the video a little bit. You had a role in this.
I wrote this. And, you know, way back in the day when we were looking at videos to present to students, we had some old-time videos that the students couldn't get past the appearance. There was a phone on the wall that had a cord on it, and a lot of kids were saying, what is that? And the hairstyles and the clothing, and the message was spot on, but we couldn't get the message past the visual. And so we took a couple steps back, and I started to scribble a little script, and it got a little bit more elaborate than that. And then we reached out, after the script was done, we reached out to a focus group at Milton High School. And they took this, and we were reading the script and playing the parts, and they were adding to it and taking away from it so that it would sound more realistic. And then what we did was we reached out to Steve Gibson, who is a local director, Fist and Post Films, and he began adapting this script to where it would become a video. And it's an exceptional, I'm not just saying this because it's, you know, from me, but it's an exceptional way to really pull healthy relationships and unhealthy relationships to the foreground and let the audience know what individuals find acceptable and what they don't find acceptable in relationships. And it really is a guideline to provide assistance to explaining what healthy relationships are.
And teens have got to get this message somehow, some way, see it visually in the video. They're not going to pick it up on their phone voluntarily, so they got to they need some help here.
Yes, and this video, we take this into high schools, and talking with the students after they watch the video, a lot of them, it is very eye-opening for them, and we get into some really good discussions about how to avoid getting into an abusive relationship, and also how to help a friend that could be in an abusive relationship. And we talk about safety planning and just keeping everyone as safe as possible and knowing different red flags to look for in a relationship.
All right, and you want parents to attend or give permission to go?
Yes, it is for the community. We take this into schools so students are seeing it. They can obviously come to the event as well as for the teenagers. But we really want this to be for the community so they can have an idea of what we are teaching to the teenagers in the area. So it is for parents, it is for teens, it is for school administrators or any community members that would just like to learn a little bit more about teen dating violence and what we're doing to prevent it.
All right, so this is coming up Tuesday, February 28th. The whole community's invited. It's at the Union County Public Library. Doors open at 6:15 p.m., and the program begins at 6:30. Child care will be provided for youth under the age of 11. The no doubt going to be Oscar Award-winning video, Had Enough, Had stands for Hurtful Adolescent Dating, will be presented. It's a youth violence prevention event. So, everybody, please go there. Now, Evangelical Community Hospital's got a mobile bus, and you're helping them push one appearance that's coming up.
Well, and we're doing more than that as well, but we received a grant, ARP. It's the American Rescue Plan, and it's related to COVID funding through the Pennsylvania Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and it's called the Family Violence Prevention and Services Act, and we received more than $200,000 in this grant to use in part to provide victims and survivors of domestic violence with health-related support and services. So what we did was we partnered with Mobile Health of Evangelical, and we've had two other events for just basic healthcare provision. But this is February 22nd. The mobile health unit will be parked behind the First Reformed Church in Sunbury, which is also the back parking lot of our Farrell Family Justice Center. And that will be providing free women's health screening. And that is irregardless of insurance status, health insurance status. This is free. This is a service that we're providing to women in the community this time. Other buses will be available. Other times will be available for, you know, even children's immunizations and health checks and things like that. But this particular unit will be providing pelvic exams, clinical breast exams, STD screenings, and assessments of individual and family medical history. History and discussions of follow-up if need be. So call our 800 number, which is 1-800-850-7948 for appointment times. We have several still open. And this is to any victim or survivor, past or present, for women's health screening for a free and confidential exam.
And for some women, that going to a parking lot behind Wise Markets or behind this church is where they'll get their health care as women. And so this is a great opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And we noticed through COVID as well, too. And a lot of people put their health on the back burner because of the inconvenience of getting to doctor's offices and things like that. But especially with victims of domestic violence, leaving the house, going to the doctor, they're isolated, they're secluded from reaching out and getting health care. So we thought if the mobile unit could get around and get to them, it would be easier for individuals to seek out their health care.
Transitionsofpa.org has all the information about all the things we've talked about, the mobile health of evangelical appearance that's going to be behind the First Reformed Church at 160 Chestnut Street. That's at Chestnut and 2nd Streets in Sunbury. The parking lot's the big, nice parking lot in the back there. It's also behind Wise Markets on Sunbury, so you can maybe folks use that as an even more widely known landmark. But the bus will be there, and then Had Enough is up at the Union County Public Library on February 28th. transitionsofpa.org. My good guest today, of course, Heather Snyder back here, gave up the education specialist title, but is a health systems training specialist, but works just as hard, if not harder, at it, making sure that everybody that wears the wings or the snake or whatever it is on their emblem, what's that called? I don't even know what it is. So anyway, but she's an educator, and Nicole Yeager is an education specialist. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, appreciate it.